Victoria Duffield, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. How's Lethbridge so far?
Lethbridge is great. I've been to Lethbridge before. Mm-hmm. Last time I was here was when I was here with the Backstreet Boys.
Amazing.
I know. I just love tossing that out into the world.
Of course. I don't blame you.
Oh my goodness. It was so much fun. And it's beautiful outside right now. I heard you guys have a lot of wind all the time.
Yes. You came on a good day.
Perfect.
Where it's sunny and not windy.
It's wonderful. Thank you for saving this day for me.
You know what? You're welcome. You brought it here. That's what it
okay,
is.
Okay, there we go. I like it. You're welcome.
Let's talk about WOW. This song is probably the ultimate party song and totally feel good song.
Good.
It's something that I listen to in the morning or going to the gym. Wow.
That's exactly what it was made for. So I'm so glad that's how you feel about it. Yeah. I the whole album to me, I'm glad you used the words feel good. That's what I wanted to come across with the whole album. And WOW just made sense to kick everything off. Everything makes sense after WOW. It just literally needed to be first. And it's one of those songs that, I think of as when you wake up in the morning and you want to feel good or working out and giving you that extra energy. Because the song's about knowing how awesome you are yourself. And making sure everyone around you sees that in you, because you're not going to settle for anything less. You want that person, especially that you like, to look at you and go wow, you're amazing. Because I think people just need to know that they deserve to be appreciated, and they just need to own it and know that they're great.
Yeah, of course. Yep. Everyone needs that feel good anthem.
That's right.
This is definitely one of them.
Yeah, perfect. I love it.
And what was the recording process like? Was that fun too?
It was a lot of fun. Now it seems she took 3 years off. It appears that way. But I never stopped. And to kick off the 3 years of searching to create my third album, as I wanted it to become, I had vocal cord surgery, which I was definitely not expecting. It was definitely a scary time coming off Backstreet Boys tour, this big, awesome year. And I blew up my voice. And so I had to get surgery and add some lumps to my vocal cords. So got that all dealt with and fixed, and never felt better kind of thing. It was an amazing recovery. So then I started writing. I wrote 100 songs over the span of all that time. I went to Stockholm, Sweden twice. I was in LA, Montreal, Vancouver, Toronto. And it was just really important to me to find the right sound, but also the right message I wanted to get across, because I feel it's really important, through social media, through everything, I want people to get a sense of who I am. Mm-hmm. And this time, doing things on my own, doing things independently, I really wanted to make sure that came across in all aspects, and of course the music. So I feel like there was also a lot of learning through myself as a person, as well as an artist, in those 3 years of what messages I wanted to say. And I mean, certain times throughout those 3 years, I was going through breakups, I was going through this and that. And I just didn't feel like that was totally me, though, the kind of music that I was writing. So in the summer, I met these two producers and writers, and it was a new introduction, and we just clicked. And I just sort of had a feeling, I think these guys are my guys. I think this is it. And I had this list. I had adjectives. I had colors I want you to see when you would, to hear the music. And they totally got it. And we started working on the album, and it just all came together. Every song that I wrote with these guys made the album. Nothing was half finished and then tossed out, because songwriters out there, you write a lot of music that doesn't see the light of day. Hence the 100 songs I have sitting in my iTunes that will never see the light of day. But every song I wrote with these guys was just crafted to, I don't know, I just feel just perfection of how it's meant to be, right to the end. So it was so much fun. And, you can probably hear the excitement as I talk about it. But the album is called Day One, and it's because of the excitement that I had writing with these guys, and it has to do with Mondays. So how do you feel about Mondays?
Honestly, I love Mondays because it's a fresh start. And just kick it all off.
Okay, that's thank you, girl. Thank
Soul
you.
Soul sisters, it's
that is, exactly. That's what Day One is about. That is why it's called Day One. I would have so much fun working with these guys Monday to Friday, and I would literally miss them on the weekends. I missed work. I was just, stir crazy waiting to go back to work. So I'd wake up Monday morning, super excited, get to the studio, and I go, guys, it's Day One. And they're like, okay. They got used to my excitement. Now they like it. But it's about being excited about your week ahead and what you're doing. And, find something in your life that you're passionate about to look forward to for a whole week ahead, and, kick it off with a Day One.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love your excitement because it's so infectious. I'm getting so excited.
Hype, guys.
And then when is it all coming out? Do you have a release date yet?
Well, see, the fun part of doing it, leading everything and taking control of my music and my career, is I get to make those decisions. And I want to make a lot of these decisions along with the fans and people that are consuming my music. Because, I mean, we're all the team. The music industry and everyone, it's all, we're all one. Music brings us all together. So super excited about WOW so far. I mean, it's just coming up to 1 million streams on Spotify. Yay. Which is very exciting. We'll have to have a party.
Yes.
I just released another song 2 weeks ago just to have out there for my fan base. It's called Get Me High. It's kind of more like EDM-ish, but just like for fun, like release something else. And the whole album's done. There's 10 songs, so there's 8 more. And I'm just going to release it as time goes on. I'm, you know, probably there's going to be one out next month.
Awesome.
It's a, you know, take it as it goes. Maybe I'll drop the album in July. It's you know, decisions are mine, decisions are ours all to figure out.
That's awesome. Yeah. Just like figuring it out as it goes.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Love, yeah. Freedom.
Thank you. Right? It feels good. It's so exciting. And I mean it's definitely different, and the industry is so different from the past. Those of you might be familiar with my biggest song before was called Shut Up and Dance. And I mean, in 2011, 2012 time, like Spotify didn't exist in Canada.
Yeah.
Instagram was either like not really popular or it like didn't exist then either. Mm-hmm. Twitter and Facebook were the only things. And so it's a whole new method of getting your music out there nowadays. So it was a huge learning curve for me. But what I love about it is it's more personal. It's more direct to fans. Like I love being like on Instagram during the day and getting messages from people and messaging them back. And they're like, OMG, is this the real Victoria? I'm like, yeah, girl. Hey, like, how's your day? I'm like, thank you so much. I appreciate you supporting my music. Because, like, we all need each other.
Yeah. That's so nice. And it's so weird to think about, like, when your last song was released. I didn't even think about that. Instagram wasn't a thing. Like, Spotify wasn't a thing.
I know. So, like, this being my first initial release to streaming platforms is exciting. That's what makes this all, you know, that much more epic to be coming up on the first, you know, 1 million streams of an initial release to there.
That's so cool. Yeah. So cool. And do you want to say anything else while you're still here?
Well, like, honestly, I'm super excited about WOW, and I'm so thankful for everyone's initial support and excitement over it as well, working out to it, getting up mm-hmm. in the morning, listening, jamming out. As I said, I'm super active on my social media, so you can follow me on Instagram. It's at Victoria Duffield. You can check out my website for everything else, VictoriaDuffield.com. Victoria Duffield. com.
It's okay. Words are hard. It's
right.
Fine.
My name is so difficult. yeah, check out WOW. Check it out on Spotify, and let's all celebrate 1 million streams together, guys.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.